A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'd just like to say that I appreciate you coming back every week, and there are many ways that you can help make this show better. First, you can give me your feedback, what works, what doesn't, and what are topics or segments that you'd like to hear. You can tweet at the podcast at WTH_Prell, or to me at TheNathanPrell on Twitter. You can also comment on Facebook or at the site www.whatthehell.popularoutcasts.com. And while you're there, if you clear your cookies and click on the Amazon banner to do all of your online shopping, the Popular Outcast Network gets a little cut, which will help everyone on the network. And finally, tell your friends about this podcast. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show. All right. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Prell. I'm your host, Nathan Prell. What a surprise. All right. So here's the deal, guys. Today's episode is with my dad. Max is still out of town. He gets back tomorrow, so, you know, we'll be back recording. So we'll have one more, we should have one or two more episodes, probably with just me and Max, and then, I'm gonna record a few episodes, with either, I guess, Max has never met James, but when James gets into town, we'll record some episodes with James. But so for this episode, I sat down with my dad. We were a little bit rushed because he had to go to work. But we sat down to start recording. I had some things to ask him and stuff. And 3 minutes in, the app I use kicks out for some reason. Same problem I had in the last episode. Don't know why that happened. And then I didn't notice it. We were talking for at least 15 minutes before we noticed. So the episode just kind of kicks out and comes back in. My dad does a quick recap of everything we talked about. We missed a few things, like we talked about the president of his company just got switched out recently. So they're thinking it's probably like a cleanup guy coming in. He's going to assess the situation, change management, probably do a lot of cuts. We also talked about the new refrigerator that we got, which is the refrigerator in the back of the picture for this episode. So this episode's going to be a little bit shorter, only because, you know, a good half of it was not recorded when it should have been. I'm going to figure out what the problem is with that, either get a new app or whatever. I've been, you know, my job's been going pretty good, so other than that parking ticket that I think I told you guys about, I should have enough extra money now to buy, like, good recording equipment. Because I was going to buy it a couple months ago, but then I switched positions at work, and I wasn't getting a lot of hours. So all of, like, my extra money that I had to throw around, I kind of had to put aside to cover the loss that I was having from having fewer hours. But now that I'm back getting 40 every week, I've got extra money coming in. So I think probably by January or so, I should be able to actually invest in some recording equipment so that I don't have to worry about an app closing on my phone. But so that's the situation for the episode. So it's about a 10-minute episode with my dad. And I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to throw... I believe I've mentioned before that I found I found a couple old CDs of his that he had recorded of him playing guitar. So I'll throw a couple of tracks from that on the end of it. Just because, I don't know, I feel like I'm shortchanging you if you get a short episode. I know this, you know, it was technical difficulties, not just, not that I was lazy or anything, but I still feel like I'm shortchanging you. So I'll put some songs on the end of it. And thanks for listening. Max will be back next week. Get a good topic going. And enjoy my talk with my dad. It's not just storytelling. We actually talked about things. So enjoy. Hello and welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Perel. I'm your host, Nathan Perel. What a surprise with me today, since Maxwell is still on vacation, is my dad.
What's happening, everybody?
So, have you been playing anything new?
No. Playing the same old game. Resident Evil Revelations. I'm level 50. I have almost all the equipment upgrades. I'm minus 4. I need 4 more. I have massive amount of high-level weapons. And I have 6 more stages to go to get Trinity bonuses before I do the ghost ship. But it's frustrating because those 6 stages are the ones where you have to fight and try not to get hit. So I haven't tried for 2 weeks. I've just been helping everybody else. So this weekend I'm going to try to knock them out. Because it's just frustrating. You get down to the end, you get hit, and you have to do it all over again. Sucks. Anyway, no new games. Same game. When I get to that point, I'm going to go out and buy me a couple new games. And I'll start. Probably Super Mario 3D and Black Ops Ghost. Be the next round.
I hear the new Mario is really good.
Yeah, I see some videos. It looks pretty fun. Probably next week when I get paid. All right.
You think you'll beat all your you'll beat all those levels this weekend?
Probably not.
You just gonna give up? You gonna get new games anyway?
Probably just gonna have to move on eventually if I can't get it. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna give it my best shot. If I can get my 6 Trinity bonuses, then I'll go for the ghost ship. And I'll just practice the ghost ship for a couple of weeks, then I'll hit the ghost ship. But I have to get the other 6. I'm that close. I can do those levels down to that close, and it's just one lousy hit. I'm that close.
How many levels are there?
There's 60 stages plus the ghost ship. So 61 total levels, 244 bonuses, and 144 weapon attachments, or weapons, different, no, weapon attachments.
So how many bonuses were there?
244.
And you have all but 6?
Well, I have 6 stages. There's 2 on each stage. There's 4 on each stage. So I have 2. So I got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So I have 6. That's 12 plus the ghost ship, 14. I have 14. So I have 230 bonuses.
Okay. That's really impressive.
Of course it's impressive.
I would still be proud of you if you just went ahead and stopped.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, how long have you been playing this game?
So you probably didn't get any of the stuff we just discussed.
No, we didn't get any of that. I don't know what is up. I've never...
We're going to give you a quick rundown of what we just discussed. I'm still playing Resident Evil Revelations level 50 with all the weapons that I can get and everything like that. Still having trouble with 6 stages. I need Trinity Bonus on 6 stages and the ghost ship, which I'm going to be working over in the next 2 weeks. If I can't get it in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to buy me a new game. It's probably going to be Ghost or Mario 3D, and I'm going to play those for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks until I did it, and I'll come back to Revelations, try to beat that game, and that's where we're going to go. And that right now would be my favorite game to play on the Wii U. And I did like the movies that we went and saw. We went and saw the Catching Fire the other day. Both those movies were pretty good. Yes, can't wait for the next movie to come out. I hear it's going to be 2 parts. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm just going to try to make a bunch of money off of it. Right. What else? What was the next thing we talked about?
Your favorite video game.
Favorite video game, probably of all time, would be The Legend of Zelda. That series is pretty good. That was a nice game. We used to love to play. It had all kinds of stuff. You used to even have to call back in the day. You used to have to call the helpline to get some help. Back in the regular Nintendo time, I had to call the helpline and say, what do I do? Because I'm stuck and I couldn't get through. My second favorite all guy probably would be Super Mario series. So they were pretty good. And it goes down the line, played all those games. That was pretty fun. All right, what's next?
Okay, and then favorite movie. Now we're caught up. That was
favorite movie. I don't know. I really don't have a favorite movie. I've seen many hundreds of movies in my life. Favorite movie would. I don't know. I like Clint Eastwood movies. Shoot 'em up and kill 'em.
Yeah, you have that whole. You have a box set of.
I've watched almost all those movies, but I like a lot of Clint Eastwood movies. Stuff like that. All right, what's next?
Your most embarrassing moment.
Most embarrassing moment. I don't know. That's pretty much every day. Get embarrassed by somebody. Embarrasses me. I'm not really sure. Crap my pants one time, but I don't know where that No, I never did that. That was your mother.
Yeah, I know.
That wasn't me. I don't do that. I have enough power to hold it in until I get to a bathroom. I don't know what my most embarrassing moment would be. Probably when I was drunk or stoned or something and I did something really stupid. You know, probably at that time. You know, I'd done a lot of things or said something stupid in front of somebody and got pretty embarrassed, but couldn't really tell you. Don't know. Haven't thought about it that much. What's next?
Your dream job?
My dream job would be sitting on my ass playing video games the rest of my life. My dream job, I don't know what a dream job would be, is to go to work and enjoy the job you do. That would be a dream job. I have a very easy job. Oh, that we talked about the president of the company. We'll have to go to that. I have a very easy job right now. Not a lot of stress. It's just go to work, get the papers out the back door, make sure we're on time. But I just don't like the hours. The hours just sucks, and I'm kind of tired of printing newspapers.
Okay, that's the second time it's... That's the second time
we're
it's
having some out. Technical difficulties here, so okay. This is probably going to be a short... little session of right now. You got about 6 minutes of
We missed like 20 minutes.
I've been talking a lot. My mouth is dry. I got to get ready for work and pack my lunch and everything like that because I'm talking so much. But he's not recording, so I probably should take some of that money he's making off the sponsorship and buy a nice recorder.
I need. Oh. I was.
All right. What's your next question?
Okay, that was my last question. So we'll just do the rest of the segments. All right. What's something that people don't generally know about you?
That I'm a drug addict, most of them. Don't know that I'm an alcoholic or a drug addict until you say something. And they go, oh, well, yeah, that's impressive.
But everyone who listens knows that because you told them that. So you got to come up with something.
Oh, something different?
Yeah.
I have a birthmark on my left knee, right below my knee. Most people don't know that unless they see me in a pair of shorts, which I don't wear shorts a lot. So I don't know if anybody knew that.
All right, good enough. What are some things that you like?
Well, I like ice cream, candy, cookies. I don't really care for pie that much. If it's going to be something, it's going to be ice cream. I like drumsticks, shakes, those kind of things. I like lots of meat and cheese when I eat, just because it tastes good. I like playing video games, but we already know that. What else? I like pretty much everything except going to work at 5:30 in the afternoon and getting home at 3:00 in the morning.
Yeah, that pretty much sucks.
I don't like that. I'm trying to sleep. But other than that, everything's all right. So far, so good. Hopefully we continue that way. All right, what's next?
I don't know. I'm really upset that we lost it, like 20 minutes there.
I know. Now you're going to have a short deal for all your people to listen to, but that's okay.
We'll do
another one in a couple of weeks, and then maybe we'll have it down on how to record.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. Like, I've never had a problem with it before, but then, like, the last episode that I recorded, it did that too. Like, after, like, a couple minutes, it kicked out, and...
Well, you got some kind of time deal on there that keeps kicking you off, so...
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to figure that one out. But, so I'll probably have to talk to myself for, like, 20 minutes so that this isn't a 10-minute episode.
Well, you can have a 10-minute episode. Who cares about that? It doesn't have to be 30 minutes or 45 or an hour every time.
I can.
It can be a quick 10-minute episode. Everybody, hey, that was pretty interesting. Short and sweet, and we come back again.
All right.
But we never talked about some of the other stuff. You know, we were going to talk about the cabin stuff and things like that. So we'll have to do that again next time.
I was thinking that this time, since the last two episodes, if you were just storytelling episodes, that I could actually...
But I got to get ready for work and pack my lunch and then sit down and relax before I go to work. Because I have to get myself ready to go to work. I have to be prepared to walk in the door and be miserable the rest of the night. Not really miserable, but just not wanting to be there. But whatever. Okay, until next time. We'll see you then.
All right. Bye.
2, 3, 4.
Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.